In Ukraine, inspectors with the International Atomic Energy Agency had to dodge incoming shells to get to the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, but they are there today, and they plan to stay for several more days at least. Rafael Grossi is chief of the UN Nuclear Watchdog Group, and he tweeted a video after his initial tour of the plant.
Of course, there is a lot more to do. My team is staying on, and more importantly and most importantly, we are establishing a continued presence from the IAEA here.
John Hudson is national security reporter with our partners at the Washington Post. He's in Kyiv. And John, Grossi has said the physical integrity of the plant has been violated several times. What exactly are the inspectors finding in Zaporizhia? Do we know yet?
Actually, there's a lot of open-ended questions right now. Grossi is set to do a larger sort of press briefing on his findings in a couple hours now. But as you noted, he did give an initial assessment of what he saw after getting to the plant, which was a very dramatic artillery-intensive trip where there was gunshots present, according to IAEA officials, and mortars could be heard on their way there. Yes, he said that the integrity of the site was damaged. One can presume that that was potentially by some of the mortar fire that both Russian and Ukrainian officials have said has been present in and around the site of the plant. He also said that he visited and talked to the workers of the plant. Remember, this plant is under Russian control, and it is run by Ukrainian engineers who have been operating the plant since March at about 10% capacity. Usually there's, you know, about 10,000, 11,000 workers who can work in this complex. There's about 1,000 who work at it now under very stressful conditions.
They must be exhausted. Do we know anything about how they're doing?
Well, Ukrainian officials that I've talked to, especially ones that run the nuclear power company, the state-run nuclear power company, say that the officials are under, the workers are under incredible duress, very difficult conditions, working long hours, but very professional and working their best. Grossi said that as well. He said that these people are very professional, very consummate professionals working under extremely difficult conditions. That was his assessment, that he was impressed with the workers. Now, this visit has been framed by Russians and Ukrainians in completely different ways. Ukrainians have said that the Russians are trying to make a mockery of this visit and make it fruitless. Russians have said that they've done this and conducted this visit with the sort of utmost professionality.
Right. The Ukrainians are saying that, that Russia is sanitizing whatever the inspectors see. I mean, what's your sense? Are the inspectors getting a full picture of what's going on?
Well, one thing that I can say with certainty is there has not been an international media presence or even a Ukrainian media presence on site when this has been going on. What there has been is Russian media at the plant getting to see how everything works while the IAEA visits. And so we can't really monitor how thorough this visit is, at least through our own eyes. All we really have to trust is what the IAEA is going to come away with and what Russian media is conveying about it, because they were the only ones who allowed access. This, by the way, was a huge sticking point for Ukrainian President Zelensky, who openly criticized the IAEA for not doing more to accommodate international and Ukrainian media.
So the inspectors are there now. We hear that they will be staying for at least a little while longer. Do we know how long we can expect some of those eyes to be there?
Yeah, so I had an interaction, an exchange with Russia's ambassador to the IAEA. He said that at least two of the inspectors are going to be staying there permanently. Six will be staying through the end of the weekend. I also talked to an official with the IAEA who confirmed that that information was accurate. The concern, though, is that, you know, two IAEA workers in this sprawling nuclear complex that is not the subject of a ceasefire and is in fact in the middle of a war zone, those two experts are not going to be able to bring piece to this facility. They are going to be able to, you know, modestly observe the conditions in an independent way, which is positive, but they're not going to be able to stop shells from raining down in the area.
Right. What can they actually do? That's a question we'll all want an answer to. John Hudson is national security reporter with our partners at The Washington Post, joining us today from Kyiv. Thank you very much.
Good to be with you.